SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, 25 Jamaicans head to Russia on scholarships, and later, our glimpses of Jamaica and a child care tip. Welcome to Roundabout JA. 25 Jamaicans have been awarded scholarships valued at over $100 million to study in Russia by aluminium conglomerate UC Rusal, owners and operators of Alpart and Windalco Bauxite Companies. The fully funded scholarships are valid for up to 6 years, and the students will pursue studies in chemical, mining, electrical, instrumental and mechanical engineering. The awardees hail from the Alpart and Windalco operating areas and were selected through a competitive process. Minister of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining, Philip Paulwell, is lauding the company for its positive response to the scholarship request made by the ministry.
I want to commend the company because they were so swift in responding in a positive way, because there can be no greater contribution to our people than their own personal self-development.
Meanwhile, Minister of Education, Reverend Ronald Thwaites, is commending the students for taking advantage of the new opportunities that await them.
The opportunity of these students to go to a far-off land, a different culture and language, opens their minds and, by extension, offers an infectious instance where we can broaden our horizons and look beyond as well as we look within.
Minister Thwaites is also thanking UC Rusal for showing interest in the development of Jamaicans and seeking to deepen the relationship between Jamaica and Russia.
Sharon, how you look, sir? What do you?
From me eat breakfast, me just feel sick.
Then how I eat, sir?
Kalaloo and fried dumpling.
Kalaloo? Where you get it from? You plant Kalaloo?
No, me buy from me Sinus boy, in Peter.
Jeez and peace, Sharon. How much time if you tell you not buy nothing from that thief in boy there? Me hear Mr. Berry complain that him spray the Kalaloo yesterday, and this man in half fight gone.
Me never have nothing for breakfast and him sell me Kalaloo for $30 a bongo. Lad, me dead now. Now me have to go spend money at doctor when me no have.
Don't buy agricultural produce from questionable sources. Be a good neighbor and report farm theft to the police, 119, Crime Stop 311, or the Predator Larceny Prevention Unit.
Vision 2030 hopes to create a Jamaica that will have world-class transport, telecommunications, water supply and sanitation systems that will improve the quality of life for its citizens. Together under Vision 2030 Jamaica, we can transform the island. Visit vision2030.gov.jm for more information. Time now for our Glimpses of Jamaica segment.
We have to come into our house very early. By 6 o'clock, everybody would be inside. Our grandmother tell us stories about the Bible, and then she give us some Anansi story. Sometimes the Anansi stories make us get afraid. So when we go into our bed now, we scringe up into the corner and cover up our head with the sheet and our feet, because we're afraid the Anansi, this Anansi story, she's afraid that the man coming back for us and things like that. So in the morning, when we get up now, she would say, on a fool like what? Well, my name is Jazz A. Ricketts Samuels. Well, I'm actually 80.
Here now is a child care tip. The children are future. Talk to your children and help them develop a sense of reason. Since parents are the first points of contact, children will need you to teach them good values even before they step into a classroom. That reminder was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Survey. On our community notice board, as part of its ongoing efforts to protect the nation's children from abuse, the CDA will be staging a town hall meeting in Yellowstone under the theme Protecting Children. It's everybody's responsibility. The meeting takes place on Thursday, November 26 at 4 p.m. at the Seventh-day Adventist Church, East Street, Old Harbor, St. Catherine. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us again tomorrow as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. On behalf of our studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.